This is Jay Sekulow, a troubling development with Planned Parenthood.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about
and now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Oh. Welcome to the broadcast, everybody. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I want to encourage you to get to your phones early and give us a call. A troubling development with Planned Parenthood. We've been following this story, and look, this is starting to happen in other aspects of the country, too, in other portions of the country, where Planned Parenthood is trying to put in these huge abortion clinics, some of them 20,000 square feet, but they go in under a fictitious name. And they admit they're going under a fictitious name so that when the city issues the permits, what happens is they're issued, and then they find out that it's a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic that's opening up in this local community. So this is a new development. We've been tracking this story. Jordan, you've got the latest.
That's right. Actually, Dad, what happened today is this 22,000-square-foot facility, Planned Parenthood, had a temporary occupancy permit under that other name, that front group they created called Gemini Office Development. Now, that temporary occupancy permit expired today. They were supposed to get their occupancy permit today, their permanent one, but they're not getting that. And the district court judge in Illinois has said, no, you're not going to get that until this investigation over this front group is over. And here's the facts that Planned Parenthood officials told a local newspaper in Aurora, Illinois, that they withheld the identity of the owner and used that fake name to prevent people from knowing an abortion facility was being installed in their community. And, Dad, many people now are staying in this community and attorneys in the area saying that this seems like fraud in the permit process.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is what this is their new strategy. You know what? Here's what's happening is the American people are coming to the realization that the abortion is taking of a human life and that we're talking about the ending and destruction of a human being, an unborn child. And as that momentum builds, and it is building throughout the United States, Planned Parenthood, with their $1 billion budget, a quarter of which, $250 million of which comes from you and me, they're going to come up with new ways to do business. And their abortion business is their biggest business. And that's exactly what took place here. But they went in under a false name in order to get the permits issued to open up their abortion business, which is basically not a surprise. And in fact, is they're admitting it, that they utilized a false pretense. What do you think about this? Here's the question. What would you do? What's your reaction if a Planned Parenthood clinic opened up in your community? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. And what if your city was giving tax dollars, as one town, Port St. Lucie in Florida, $500,000 to a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic for them to open up in their community? Tax dollars, tax rebates for that to take place. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation is asking the Madison Metropolitan School District in Madison, Wisconsin, to stop allowing students to send home a take-home flyer that has a religious message. The religious message, by the way, is from Grace Lutheran Church. It is a Back to Sunday School rally that the school had just a few days ago. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is protesting, and they're saying the policy is unconstitutional because it allows for religious flyers to be distributed. What they're not telling you is it allows all community announcements to be distributed. And that's what's really at stake there. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Now, at the American Center for Law and Justice, when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you an update on what's happening in Europe as well. A lot of activity going on at the UN right now on this forced conversion issue. We're working on that. We've got lawyers at the UN literally as we speak. We hope to have some of them on the program on tomorrow. We're working on that right now. Here's what we want you to do, folks, though. We are working on this case to the Supreme Court of the United States involving the Ten Commandments displays in Utah. They're both going to the Supreme Court. We want you to sign on to a petition supporting these communities that are taking the efforts to go to the Supreme Court to defend these monuments. 1-800-1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to a citizen's petition of support. Again, 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
A disturbing decision by a federal appeals court could change the landscape of America. The issue involves a challenge to the display of the Ten Commandments in two Utah cities. And if left unchecked, the decision would force cities and states to make a troubling choice: remove long-standing monuments or permit any group to display any monument in public places. Imagine the city of New York required to put up a statue of tyranny to counter the Statue of Liberty. The American Center for Law and Justice is working aggressively to see that this twisted interpretation of the First Amendment is overturned. The ACLJ represents the two Utah cities and soon will be asking the Supreme Court of the United States to step in and correct this injustice. Stand with the ACLJ and send a message of support to the two Utah cities at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. Add your name to the ACLJ Citizens Petition of Support. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at ACLJ.org. Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God.
1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your calls from around the country, and we are handling cases around the globe. In addition, working on these cases to the Supreme Court of the United States. Right now, we have deployed two of our senior lawyers in our European office to Geneva, Switzerland. That is because the United Nations Human Rights Council is having their hearings right now. We were asked to speak on a panel that examined the lack of religious freedom in the People's Republic of China. This was, of course, there's reports that there are over 130 million Christians in China today, which would really rank the country as the third largest Christian population of the world, behind the United States and then Brazil. The event was moderated by a well-known journalist who's been really covering this issue, and Gregor Pupnik from our European Center for Law and Justice, who runs our operation in Strasbourg, was there participating at the hearing, actually. We have special consultative status with the UN, and we are working diligently on behalf of the persecuted church through the United Nations, and our team is there. I'm going to post a story on our ACLJ website a little bit later today. We'll have the press report and the update from our United Nations work going on there. In the United States, a lot going on as well. As we mentioned, we are getting ready to launch a major work at the Supreme Court of the United States. It involves the display of Ten Commandment monuments in two towns in Utah. And what's happening there is a group called Summum is trying to make their monument be posted as well. They had previously filed lawsuits trying to get the Ten Commandment monuments removed based on Establishment Clause grounds. That was those cases were dismissed voluntarily after the Supreme Court's decision in the Van Orden case. That was the case out of Texas. What's happened now is they are requiring their summum, their seven aphorisms, to be placed alongside the Ten Commandments. Cities don't want to do that. They've accepted these monuments from the Fraternal Order of Eagles 60 years ago. That is the government speech at that point. They don't want to have a counter message. That would be like having at the Statue of Liberty a statue of tyranny being required to be replaced. The case is going to the Supreme Court of the United States. The Tenth Circuit split 6-6 for rehearing en banc. Unfortunately, the three-judge panel of the Tenth Circuit let the case stand. Actually allowed, mandated that if they were going to display the Ten Commandments monument, you had to display this Summa monument as well. Here's what we're doing. The case is going to the Supreme Court of the United States. We're working on what's called the petitions of certiorari, and we're basically putting together right now a petition. We want to hear from the entire country on this to stand with these citizens who are taking this case to the Supreme Court of the United States. It's a citizen's petition. We're encouraging people from all 50 states to participate. 877-989-2255 is the number to add your name to stand with the Ten Commandments displays in these two communities. 877-989-2255. A lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to our phones.
Jim is calling from Illinois on line 4. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Hi, Jim.
I just thought it was rather ironic, or I don't know, when you talked about the Planned Parenthood and their front company, they were using rent facility. I find no small irony in the fact that their company is abbreviated GOD, the Gemini Office Development. Talk about playing God.
Well, look, they're being very upfront about the fact that they're using this fictitious name to get the permits. They've done this in other communities, too, evidently. WorldNet Daily, our friends at WorldNet Daily, are really covering this very thoroughly at WND.com. That's WND.com. They're covering it extensively. We're reporting it because it's, look, they're not hiding the fact. Jordan, they're very upfront that they used a false name, a fictitious name, to get the permits.
That's right, called Gemini Office Development. I mean, if you saw that name on a city permit, you would never, ever imagine that that was an abortion clinic, Gemini Office Development. But Planned Parenthood said it. The officials from Planned Parenthood have told local newspaper in Aurora, Illinois, that they withheld the identity of the owner in order to prevent people from knowing an abortion facility was being installed in their community. The good news about this story, Dad, is that now Planned Parenthood has gotten to the point where they can't even use their own name because they're scared that they won't get approved through the permit process. The bad part about this is they're using fraud and they're putting other groups' names like Gemini Office Development, not even close to any kind of medical facility or abortion facility, to be their front group to buy these buildings.
We are working still in our government affairs office, and Jordan, hopefully on Friday, is going to be able to get a report from our team at the government affairs office, give you an update on this Planned Parenthood funding increase attempts, defunding attempts that are going on. So we're going to let everybody know about that. We're continuing to work on those efforts. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, if you want to email us a question on air, you can do that now. ACLJ.org. Go to the sidebar on the left. It says contact. It says radio. You can send us an email question that you might have. Jordan, we got a number of questions that have come in. Let's go ahead and take one of the email questions.
Well, one question is Cindy from Texas asked, are you planning a trip to the Holy Land for 2008? If so, could you give the information out over radio?
And we should be doing that. We did it last week. We probably did not do it enough this week. Yes, the trip is actually now set for June 17th of 2008. It's the ACLJ mission to Israel 08. It's going to be our theme is the best way to stand with Israel is to stand in Israel. And as we did last year, it's going to be a phenomenal trip. We've added some things to it. It's going to be a little bit different this year, adding some more government, military, more briefings we're going to have. You'll see all the biblical sites as well. We've got our tour office is now taking information, so our travel office is now ready to take reservations or to give you information. And interestingly, it is a really great educational trip. We've had a lot of people that have been on the trip from last year that are going to come back with us, and we're excited about that. Also, we're adding some different aspects for those that did come last year. There's some additional things you can go to in other countries in the Middle East that we're going to offer as well. So that's an exciting option that we now have available for this trip to the Middle East, to Israel, and we're excited about that. Also, at ACLJ.org, we'll have some information posted in the next few days on that. But right now, just call our travel information office to get information and make your reservation. Jordan can give you that number.
1-800-662-5406 is the number to get more information. Or if you're ready, you can book the trip to Israel now to join us in Israel next summer in June. 1-800-662-5406 is the number you call to reach the travel office. Let's go right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us. Tana is calling from Indiana on line 2. Tana, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a comment about the abortion clinic, and you had asked the question, what if they tried to open something like that in our community? In our community, what we do is we go, anything that we don't approve or agree with, we go to the local churches, and we have everyone in the community that believes the way, that way, you know, sign a petition, and then we submit that to the elected officials because they are elected officials, and they're going to do what the majority of the people want you to do. And therefore, you know, that can stop a lot of things that is not
you
right.
You are absolutely correct. That is why we have in our form of government, it's a representative form of government, and you are correct. That is exactly the reason why that you can do this and do it without the fear of intimidation. So I want to encourage people that are listening to the broadcast to do exactly that. We want to encourage you to speak out on these issues to make sure your voice is heard. Go to your local communities when these situations develop. Contact us at the ACLJ. You can just go to aclj.org, fill out the contact sheet information there if something like this is happening in your community, and we'll get right on it.
Let's go right back to the phones again. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. John is calling from California on line 6. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, John.
Hi, I'm from Fort Bragg, California. And,
yes, sir.
Yesterday, when I was watching National Geographic Channel on the Comcast network, they are advertising a program called In the Womb. And basically, they're advertising what you were doing before you were born, that you were breathing, that you were seeing, that you were smelling, what you were smelling, what you were doing. And I just wanted to share with people that they might share with their friends and neighbors to catch that. It's at 6 o'clock on National Geographic. It's 1:20 on the Comcast network.
Well, yeah, and that's your local, but listen, that's glad. I'm glad to know that that's happening. That's encouraging, and it's good to know that there's some positive information there. Look, the more information that comes out medically, and this is, I believe this is absolutely correct. The more information that is medically discussed about the development of the child in utero, you know what's going to happen? We're going to win this debate. We'll win it in the courts, too, but we're going to win it in the court of public opinion, which is just as important.
And it's interesting to add, too, that is a prime time in most areas today. I just looked it up online. So if you have National Geographic Channel and you're interested in checking that out, it is a show that's going to be coming on this evening. It's on prime time, so around 9 o'clock on both coasts, so depending on where you are. Let's go back to the phones. Mark is calling from Nebraska on line 5. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I wanted to say that here in Nebraska, I live in Bellevue, and we've got Dr. Carhart's got his own office here. I don't know if you remember Dr. Carhart from the Supreme
sure.
Court.
Yep.
Yeah, he lost that case on partial birth abortion. Well, we constantly got a prayer vigil going around his office as well as in the Planned Parenthood in Omaha. And I'll tell you what. We're fighting against this because, as it looks, with the government giving Title X to Planned Parenthood, I feel it makes us look like we're terrorists in a way because they're allowing the us to, you know, give in to what the government's doing to for abortion in this country. It's crazy.
Well, look, I think we God provided a great victory in that partial birth abortion case. You know, I helped litigate that case in New York, and we worked with the Justice Department, consulted with the Justice Department on that, and. A great decision there. Represented members of the House and Senate that drafted the ban on partial birth abortion at the Supreme Court of the United States and filed that brief. So we're very encouraged about that, and we'll continue to fight hard. Talking about fighting hard, the citizens in Utah in the city of Pleasant Grove and Deschenes are fighting hard, too, to keep their Ten Commandment monuments up. Going all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States, we want you to sign on to the petition to support the citizens of these two cities that are taking such great action. We encourage you to do that at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up online at aclj.org. Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, and I want to invite you to join me on a trip of a lifetime. So many people took advantage of this year's trip to Israel, organized by the American Center for Law and Justice, that plans are now underway for another journey to Israel. This is a trip you won't want to miss. Here's what one of our tour participants had to say.
It gave me a greater understanding. That it was just more in-depth. It was just an awesome, awesome trip.
You will visit the historic sites and the holy sites in Israel, meet with top government leaders and military experts. I will be providing insight and briefings during the trip. Hundreds of people joined me in traveling to Israel this last summer. Now make plans for next year, an exceptional trip to the Holy Land, scheduled for June of 2008. Put your name on an information list, and the ACLJ will keep you posted as the dates and costs of the trip are finalized. By calling our toll-free number, you'll be given the first opportunity to join us on this historic trip. So call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Visit Israel next year with us, and you will never be the same.
A disturbing decision by a federal appeals court could change the landscape of America. The issue involves a challenge to the display of the Ten Commandments in two Utah cities. And if left unchecked, the decision would force cities and states to make a troubling choice. Remove long-standing monuments or permit any group to display any monument in public places. Imagine the city of New York required to put up a statue of tyranny to counter the Statue of Liberty. The American Center for Law and Justice is working aggressively to see that this twisted interpretation of the First Amendment is overturned. The ACLJ represents the two Utah cities, and soon we'll be asking the Supreme Court of the United States to step in and correct this injustice. Stand with the ACLJ and send a message of support to the two Utah cities at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. Add your name to the ACLJ Citizens Petition of Support. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We've got lawyers working on cases going to the Supreme Court of the United States. We've got lawyers in Geneva, Switzerland, as we speak, at the UN Human Rights Council, doing legal work on behalf of the persecuted church, and that's something that's very important. It's a new initiative of the American Center for Law and Justice and our European Center affiliate. As you, many of you know, we were very happy that in July our UN ACLJ application from their European Center was approved. It is called a special consultative status with the ECOSOC Committee of the United Nations. That's the Economic and Security Council of the the United Nations. We're also working very closely with the European Union's representatives as well on issues of religious freedom. We hope to have a report on Friday's program from our lawyers that are actually in Geneva as we speak, and they will still be there through the end of the week. And actually, now it looks like, just got a little email while we were on the break here, that they're going to be there next week as well on this. So we've started something very successful. I continue to pray for this effort, because this is one substantive thing we can do to really help bring to light the issue of these forced conversions or the persecution that's going on in Christian churches around the world. And it's something we're very concerned with at the American Center for Law and Justice. By the way, if you want to contact us with questions you might have, we now have it set up that you can at aclj.org. Go to the Contact Us section. You could do us send if you have a question about a legal issue in your community. You could send that. If you've got a question you want to ask us on radio, there's a way for you to do that as well. Jordan, let's go right to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in.
Martin is calling from Michigan on line 2. Martin, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Martin.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I have a comment in regard to the woman who called in just a couple minutes ago in bringing petitions before one's local elected officials. I agree with her, but I have a little suggestion to any other Christian listeners who might be listening, and that is to try placing an ad in their local paper, and I would expect to find this very difficult by a publisher who will do so, announcing the fact that we are all, Christians included, being forced to subsidize this legalized murder through our Social Security. Social Security, that's why the cost of an abortion has not appreciably changed over the last 10 or 15 years, because while the procedure has gone up, I believe, almost 300%, if I recall correctly, the cost to the person applying for it is still about the same.
Oh, there's no doubt that, look, I mean, they say, their argument is, and this is the argument that the abortion groups make, their argument is, look, you know, when we get tax money, we don't use it for abortions. And that may be true. But that does do is free up their money to be utilized on other things. And when you do that, what happens is it allows them to use more of their regular revenue for their abortion business, which is, and Jordan has researched this, and so has our government affairs staff, it is their biggest, most significant business.
That's
There's
right.
no doubt about it. That is their business.
You know, it brings in hundreds of millions of dollars a year. They're the world's largest abortion provider. They're also the largest abortion provider in the United States. They're responsible. Their clinics alone, not their referrals, but their clinics alone, are responsible for nearly 30% of all abortions that occur in the United States every single year.
So, look, I mean, they're in the abortion business, and there's some cases brewing right now in the lower courts involving Planned Parenthood and abortion. There's these cases involving their facility utilization. We'll keep you posted on all of those. Again, aclj.org. Go there, constantly updating the website. ECLJ.org right now as well has got a lot of information. I just went during the break to the ECLJ website. The guys are posting their what's happening in the UN. They're posting that to the website daily. So there's a lot of updated information there. It's really great. You need to go to ECLJ.org or ACLJ.org to get information. Who's next?
We've got another question coming in through email. Tom in Alabama asks, if people vote to spend government money and install a Ten Commandments monument, how is it possible in later years that it can be removed without being voted on? Aren't war memorials and similar monuments also at stake here?
Well, the fact is, under the case that's now going to the Supreme Court of the United States, the war memorials and those monuments are at risk because here's what happens. And we're, by the way, we're providing all of the information on all of these monuments that are out there. And there's a lot of them, as you can imagine. And what could happen is you could have, if the Summum Group, which is the group in Utah challenging the city there, saying if you display the Ten Commandments, you have to display our Summum Monument, their seven aphorisms. What they'll do is you can get an anti-war group that says, listen, you've got the Statue of Liberty. We want to post something that say it's a statue of tyranny and handle it, you know, and mandate that you put our message up. The question is, the legal issue is, this is the government as speaker here. Once the government is in the position of being speaker, they can talk about the kind of message they want to bring, the kind of message they want to get out. And that's what we're really dealing with here right now, and that's what we're going to continue fighting on at the Supreme Court of the United States. Again, if you want to add your name of support to the two communities that are really standing for the Ten Commandments here, we encourage you to do it. We've got a citizen's petition of support. I'd love to have thousands of you from around the country sign on to this. You just go to aclj.org. You can sign up online, or you can call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to stand firm for the Ten Commandments displays in these two communities and encourage these two communities. Again, 877-989-2255.
We've got another question that's been emailed into us today from Brian in Maryland. He says, what's your reaction to the Maryland Court of Appeals decision today in Conaway versus Dean, a 4-3 decision reversing the lower court and holding the Maryland statute that marriage is defined as between a man and a woman as being constitutional?
I think, look, this is the trend. The trend in the courts, other than Massachusetts, has been that the decision as to the definition of marriage is decided by the legislature, not the courts. And this court, closely divided, 4-3, so it was very close, but this court clearly understood that their role was to interpret the law, not to make it. And they deferred to their own statutes there, and they defined marriage as a relationship between a man and a woman, and they did not judicially expand that. The only people that could do that would be the legislative branch of government. The legislative branch in government in none of the states has agreed to do that. So the fact of the matter is, it's an overstep for the courts to do it. The Maryland court now joins a chorus of over a dozen appellate courts now that have affirmed and approved marriage as a relationship between a man and a woman and are not deferring and changing that, other than Massachusetts, which is the first court and the only court that literally rewrote the statute. Let's try to get another call in here.
Let's remember, folks, if you want to contact us through email while we're on radio at the studio, all you do is go to aclj.org, go in the left-hand column, contact the ACLJ, and click on the radio. That'll come up, and you'll be able to email in a question to us while we're on the air. Jenny is calling from California online, too. Jenny, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi there.
Hi, Jenny.
I'm sure you guys have already researched this, but I wasn't sure if listeners were aware of what's teenwire.org, which is Planned Parenthood's teen site. And listed on here, there's even articles that deny that there's even such things as side effects to abortion, whether they be emotional or physical. And they recommend lots of different things for teens to be doing, you know, exploring each other sexually, and it really...
We are fully aware of it. One of our lawyers, our legal staff in Washington, D.C., has been doing research on it, and I hope that next week, or within the next week or 10 days, we're going to be able to address this head-on, requiring your action and asking for your help in addressing this with Planned Parenthood. Because, again, this organization is getting $250 million a year. So we're going to want to talk about that on air, and we are working on that, and we are looking at that literally as we speak. If you're just joining us, the situation with Planned Parenthood in Illinois, where they got this permit not using their name, that is now subject to legal action. We've got our cases heading up to the Supreme Court of the United States out of Utah, and our lawyers have been deployed to the United Nations in Geneva. So work going on literally around the globe at the American Center for Law and Justice and our affiliates. So a lot of work going on. If you want information about our upcoming Israel trip, Jordan's going to give you that information. We are taking reservations. People are already signing up. It's going to be a great trip, June of 08. We want to encourage you to do that. Jordan will give you that information.
1-800-662-5406 to call and book your trip to Israel with us next summer now. Not just information about the trip, but folks, if you've already called about to get more information, you can now call that number, 1-800-662-5406, and book your trip to Israel and join us in Israel next summer. Now, if you want more information, you also call that number, 1-800-662-5406.
And if you want to sign on to the petition supporting the citizens of Utah that are fighting for the Ten Commandments, then we encourage you to go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. 2255. Stand up for the Ten Commandments. In this case, going to the Supreme Court of the United States, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.